Hey guys, Harley D here with your 3-minute break. 3 minutes of the wildest, weirdest, wackiest news to get your mind off your day. Let's get it started. In an awkward version of calendars, Britain's most boring men had their status confirmed with star roles in the Dull Men's Calendar Club. Yes, there is actually a club for dull men in Britain. The club is 5,000 members strong and just wanted to put the calendar out to have a little fun. Some of the members in the calendar include 62-year-old Kevin, who spends his weekends traveling around the country, photographing roundabouts, and turning his pictures into books and calendars. Or 72-year-old David Morgan, who has the world's largest traffic cone collection. The calendar will be available to buy on Amazon on October 21st and can be pre-ordered right now. If you're interested, please email calendars@dullmensclub.com. Chinese officials have examined the bums of 10,000 pigeons for bombs in advance of them being released as part of a celebration of National Day in Tiananmen Square. State-run media outlet People's Daily reported that the anal security check for suspicious objects took place at the start of the week before Wednesday's celebration due to government fears of a potential terrorist attack. In addition to this rather personal cavity search, the birds also had their feathers and legs checked. Security in Beijing was heightened following a number of separatist attacks in the city. Despite the worry, no pigeons exploded during the festivities. Word to the wise. If you're going to give cops a fake name, make sure you know that it's a name with a clean record. Just ask Tina Loon of Boston. Police wanted Loon's name because they were slapping her with a citation for smoking in a non-smoking area. She allegedly tried to avoid any penalties by giving a fake name and date of birth. Coincidentally, the person whose information Loon gave had an arrest warrant. Although the officer informed Loon about the arrest warrant, she didn't reveal that she had given a fake name. In fact, she went through the entire booking process using the new assumed name. And that has been it for your 3-minute break. I'm Harley D signing off. This is radio.dominican.edu.